a show where she talks about herself and her experiences.
One of my birthdays, a friend actually wrote me a song. My parents was a walking distance. It's far, but we used to check it that year.
The guests, they have strong opinions and stories for this.
Oh, she didn't even greet me. She...
The thing just carry hammer the knack for my head.
But this is us. This is me. I didn't change.
If you are good, you don't need someone to tell you that you are good to justify your goodness.
Happy moment.
Motivational speaker cannot do it, but he's telling you to look and breathe.
Sad moments.
Okay, the first relationship. Oh, it ended bad.
And everything in between.
I don't think you're in a place to think about my personal belief on this.
I see love as a beautiful thing.
My name is Toby Podcast. Starts now. Hi guys, welcome to my podcast. My name is Toby. How you guys doing? How are you doing? Okay, it is still the Tobyversary birthday series and also my podversary. I'm 23 and my podcast is 1, so I'm like 23 years older than my podcast. Anyway, let's get straight into it. It is lessons we're talking about today. Lessons at 23. I wrote quite a number of them. I do not know how many is here. I did not bother counting, so I'll just like go through it. Maybe at the end I would count and know how many I wrote down. So let's see. Number one lesson I've learned at 23 is that really the only thing that matters is the truth I say to myself. You know, Bella Schmoder that sang, "If I ever lie to the world, I would never lie to myself." Sorry, I murdered the song. I'm sorry. But the lyrics are correct. That if I ever lie to the world, I'll never lie to myself, that kind of thing. So I've made it my personal goal, and it has always paid off, to tell myself what the truth is. Not take on the world's truth or whatever projection or expectation the world has, that the world has on me or anything. Just live by my truth and not anybody's truth. Don't live based on anybody's expectations or their truth or their lies or their projections. Just do me. Number two, create for an audience, but also create for yourself. Yeah, I think I learned this when I started creating, you know, when I started writing and podcasting and all those things. Because if I came across a quote that was supposedly or allegedly said by J.K. Rowling, the author of Harry Potter, that write anyway, even if nobody is going to read it or even if you do not have an audience, that because you do not have an audience does not mean that it is a bad work. And even if you never have an audience, that book or that work is going to teach you things that you would never learn any other way. And I totally agree. And I mean, podcasting has not really been quite popular, and even for those that have made it a niche in their grand scheme of content creation career or whatever that is, maybe they already have YouTube pages and all these things and have quite the following on social media, so they get to have the listeners. So we that we do not cuckoo have. So by the time you do not have as much listeners, yo, it is like, I mean, you feel like, oh, maybe your work is a failure, or people do not like it, or there's no essence to the whole thing. But if you create for yourself, I mean, it's good to have the whole followers and listeners and all those things and doing the numbers. But even if you do not do the numbers, maybe sometimes when you're feeling down or when you just want to be entertained, it is your work that will entertain you. It is your work that will encourage you. I literally listen to my own podcast. Like, I'm not even kidding. And I'm not even listening to it because it's my own. It's because I truly and genuinely find my podcast entertaining, educating, and inspiring. I'm like, oh, what do I listen to today? I'm listening to With Studio. I'm listening to I Said What I Said. And I'm listening to My Name is Toby, literally because I really want to. And not just because I'm the one that made it. So I enjoy my podcast. I listen to it. And yeah. The third lesson I've learned at 23 is that there lies great power in individuality. You know, in a world where they have classified us into everything, classify you into man, woman, everything, introvert, extrovert, classify you into Christian, non-Christian, Nigerian, African, Black, all those, interracial, bilingual, so many classifications. I'm like, can we just stop? You know, people say, oh, women do this more than men. oh, this is a woman's thing. Oh, because you're left-handed, you should be smart. Oh, because you're left-handed, you're evil. Things like that. There are so many classifications that people do not literally pay attention to the individual and know that no two people are exactly the same, and our superpower lies in our unique mixture of traits and characteristics. I'm very big on individuality. Even those that do not want to put you into a collection would always want to project another person on you. I have a friend, you know, he meant well, no harm meant, but he's like, oh, he always, the way he sees his sister is the way he sees me. I'm like, I understand how well-intentioned that is, but I, as a person that values individuality, I'm also seeing the great harm that can cause, because I mean, you're going to project everything about your sister to me. If your sister drinks water 5 times a day, you think, oh, I should drink water 5 times a day too. If your sister is tall, you're wondering, how am I not as tall as her? I don't know. Maybe your sister is like this one hell of a super achieving, successful person, and you're like, oh, Toby, you're supposed to have gotten to this level by now because my sister did this when she was 23, so you should have done that because I see you the way I see my sister. You know, things like that. And I'm like, no, there lies great power in individuality. Just know that it's only you that is like you in this world, so there are no rules. Just follow your own path and do your thing, really. What is the next lesson I have learned? Lesson number 4, enjoy the little things and hold on to little moments of joy. I'm not going to explain this one further. Just take it the way I bring it. Enjoy little things and hold on to little moments of joy. Number 5, nothing is certain. Absolutely nothing is certain, you know. I mean, things can just go crazy. It was Thames that sang, crazy things are happening. Crazy things. And I mean, COVID came, lots of things happened, and then even in our individual lives, you would plan something for the day, it would just scatter. You have lecture in the morning, before you know it, the lecture is starting by 5 p.m. and you're in school till 8 p.m. and you're wondering what the hell is happening. Nothing is certain. Somebody you see today, tomorrow you're saying RIP, and it's just sad, you know. Somebody that you guys were literally in the same class and stuff, before you know it, they are abroad and you're still in Nigeria wondering, what the hell are you doing here? But yeah, number what now? I think number 6, if I'm correct. Yeah, don't fight change. It's inevitable. I think it's the same. You can also liken it to the nothing is certain thing. So because nothing is certain, things just happen crazily, change happens, and there's no need to fight it. It happens, is that it happens. And we're never really in control of it, really. Things take time. That is the next lesson. Things really take time. You know, you cannot, and that is what life teaches you. I think at what point in, at one point or the other, we learn patience in life. You want something so bad, but it's not coming. There's nothing you can do. You have to wait. Like, you really have to wait. You want to, I don't know, you want to be a billionaire. You want to have this much money. You want to have had your PhD, but then you're still 18 years old. Are you okay? It will take time. And then you want this thing to happen. But Jesus, there's nothing you can do to rush the process. Just stay. It will literally take time to happen. So there is nothing you're doing. It will take time and you will live through it. So either you work yourself up and still wait for the time, or you just learn to have patience and relax, and when things happen, they happen at their own time, you know. And then the next lesson is, in this life, I cannot come agaki myself. Anything that wants to happen should happen, and I did not send anybody's daddy. Exactly. Like, you see, this life, stress is not for me, and I've learned not to stress it. So it's a lesson. Anytime I'm stressing myself, I'm like, yo, just chill out, because you are not made for this life. And these are personal lessons to me, really, especially this one. There are some people that having to live the like soft life is not for them. They are always onto one thing or the other, busy. And it is not for me, please. Like, I have assignments to do. I have so many things to do, podcast to record, but I just want to press my phone and there's nothing that will happen, you know. Maybe it's that laziness thing I talked about earlier. I just have that tendency to just relax and chill. And yeah, it is what it is. The next lesson is, if you can't beat fear, do it scared. Yeah. most times fear is, I don't know, there are some things, your dreams scare you, you want to achieve something, you're like, yo, small me wants to do this thing, you're scared, you almost want to back out. Even if it's not your dreams, it is something as little as, what do I think of now? I don't know, but fear is this constant in life, it always comes, it always wants to make us not achieve things that we're supposed to achieve. But the thing is, you can't afford to stop, really. That's why life is a process. You have to keep going. You only stop when you die. So even if you're scared, you do it scared. Like, you're scared, but at least you're doing, you're moving. Sha, we move. That is the Nigerian catchphrase. We move. The next lesson is that I've learned at 23 is, it's okay to ask for help. And this is a very, very personal lesson, because I'm someone that always wants to do it on my own, that wants to do it on my own, on my own, on my own, that I don't need anybody's assistance, this one, that one, let me just focus on this thing and do it. I'm like, it's okay to ask for help. People helping you, you being being collaborative, makes things better, it makes things clearer, it makes things easier, you know, it makes things achievable. Because if you don't ask for help, most times you're stuck, you can't do anything. And people, sometimes they are just there willing to help and just waiting for you to call on them. So yeah, ask for help. The next lesson I've learned is self-acceptance over self-love. I think I've said this in one of my episodes, that in total self-love, being in a state of total self-love is a myth, it doesn't exist. It's love is an emotion. So emotions just change. Your feelings change. Whether you like, sometimes you love yourself, sometimes you hate yourself, sometimes you're not even confused. Sometimes you're confused, like, who the hell are you? Sometimes you're even scared of your potential, so you can do, you know, things like that. But in the end, you have you, and it's accepting all parts of you, accepting yourself at all times, the times when you love yourself, the times when you don't like yourself, the times when you are confused about what the hell you are. Just accept yourself. And don't, like, try to fight yourself and reject yourself and try to end your life and all those things. And so that happens. I think that is more practical. That is what we should be gearing towards, you know, total self-acceptance. And know that it's okay to have your feelings change. So that when you are in this state of self-love, love and light, and then suddenly your mood changes, you now start thinking, maybe am I a monster? You know, you're a human being. That is what happens. The emotions, they change like that. But then if you accept yourself all through whatever feelings or emotions you have, and that is you being human right there. Then the other lesson that I've learned at 23 is music is there for you no matter what. Like, yo, music is everything, whether it's the classicals, the ones that don't have lyrics, that are just there for the beautiful melodies and just to keep you calm and collected and, you know, make you think, or the ones with the lyrics, soft lyrics that will put in your feelings and all that, or the afrobeats, the bangers that just make you move your body. Music is there for you no matter what, you know. And I think this is the last one. The last thing I wrote is, the last lesson I've learned is that if you don't know what you want, at least know what you don't want. It's still a choice. Most times we're confused about, oh, decision making. It can be hard, especially in this whole adulthood life, you know, this scam of a thing called adulting. But I mean, sometimes you think you're undecisive. Me, I used to think that too. But then I noticed that I'm somebody that knows what I don't. If I don't want this thing, I know. But most times, what do I want? I don't know. But at least canceling out the things I don't want, it's still a choice, because I know that, yes, I am, all the nonsense I won't take, I've removed it, I've scrapped it, I've canceled it, you know. But then I would now see what is left, and it will now help me streamlining the decision making. So I'm not really that undecisive. Even if I am, I'm not the most undecisive person ever. I mean, knowing what you don't want is still a decision regardless. So yeah, I think that's that for this episode. Lessons at 23. How many lessons did we do? I think 14 or 13. I don't know, I wasn't counting. But yeah, that's quite a number of things to have learned at 23 years of living. Anyway, let's end this episode here. Ponder on these things and tell me what you think. Give me feedback. I want feedback from you guys. Be cool. Thank you. I'll see you tomorrow, and then we continue with the Tobiversary birthday series. Take care of yourself. Bye. If you enjoyed this episode, why not share with your friends?